I'd like to move on now to the question of how beats are organized. There's two fundamental types of beats, or not beats, but of the organization of beats. I should say, I'm trying to not introduce a word until I've defined it. How beats are organized is called meter. And all that refers to is how they're put together in terms of stress and unstressed beats. And there are two fundamental types of meter. And you have, I've put together a diagram, I hope it's helpful, of this. And so if you look where it says basic types of meter, in the middle, you'll see duple, and then you'll see triple. So let me play an example of each. As you listen, I'm going to ask you to do something. Now, you can be fairly private about this. You don't have to do this too obviously. But rhythm really involves, more than any other aspect of music, physical movement. And the way to feel rhythm is to let your body feel it. Now, you can tap your foot. You can tap your, if you have a pencil, tap your pencil. You can move your, nod your head. You can move your hand, but do something. I'm not going to ask you again to get in the aisle and dance or anything like that, but allow yourself, because there's not much that's very complicated cognitively about rhythm, but if you don't feel that fundamental beat, you're going to be missing about 75% of what goes on in a piece of music. Now, you will not always be, I'm not going to suggest you go into every concert and sit there, 1-2, 1-2 or something, but let yourself start feeling that. So I'm going to play two examples now. The first one will be duple, and as you can see, the basic count is 1-2-1-2. In other words, the way it works, every time you come to a stress beat, count one, and then however many other beats there are in between, just count however many numbers. And if it's duple, that means simply 1-2-1-2. Where's the beat? Just what everybody's feeling. 1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2. Okay. Anybody have any problem sensing the beat? The next one, I think, is even clearer. Going. Okay? Easy enough? Good. Now, that's one aspect of meter, how beats are put together. Another aspect about how they're organized is how they're divided up. And there's, again, two basic divisions. We can divide the beat into two units, or we can divide it into three units. For instance, if we have duple simple, which means it's divided into two units, we would count 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, and 2, and 1, and 2, and 1, and 2, and. Now, if it's divided into three units, we refer to that as compound. The beat as far as 1, 2 is the same, but you would have three basic units within each beat. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, and a 2, and a 1, and a 2, and a 1, and a 2, and a. Can you hear basically what I'm doing? That's something to pay attention to, because it can give a very different feel. Now, let's take those same two pieces that you just heard. By now you've got the beat, right? So, and now you know that one is two or duple and the other is three or triple. So, I'm going to play them, play the same two examples, only just a little bit shorter, and listen, and you'll find, I'll tell you, they're both simple. You'll hear an example of duple simple and triple simple. I might add that you can have, you know, whether it's simple or compound has nothing to do with whether it's duple or triple. Triple, and you still will go one and. Oh, instead, it's one and, two and, three and. Should be coming on. Sorry, I don't know what happened. That was a little tail end of the first thing you just heard. This is kind of an intro. Once you hear the piano come in, then you can get the beat more clearly. As I said, those are both examples of simple meter. What does compound meter sound like? The next example is duple compound. Throws you off a little bit. Okay. happening there. You can hear the horns there with the triple, or the compound stuff very clearly. Is that okay? They gave me very clear instructions not to touch the volume control. So, now, one more example. What about triple compound? Well, first of all, let me say that triple compound is fairly rare. You will not hear it very often. For some reason, it just doesn't seem to fit well with our psyches. I don't know why. But there are a few examples. And this one is fairly slow. In fact, the beat itself is quite slow, but it does give you that triple compound. Easier to hear because it is slow. Yeah, that's really what defines it, is there you will feel some sort of accent or stress. It may in some cases be, you know, obvious. In other cases it may not be obvious, and there may be other things than just, you know, that cause it. You may have certain changes in the melody at that point, which suggests that something more important is happening. But there's a lot of ways, but the composer most of the time will in some way give you some sort of stress on that first beat. That's really what it's all about.